The director of the press office of the Holy See, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, held a briefing in the media center specially erected inside Paul VI Hall to accommodate the more than 5,000 journalists accredited to cover the conclave. The session began at 1 p.m., roughly an hour and a half after black smoke billowed from the chimney above the Sistine Chapel, indicating that the cardinal electors had not reached consensus in the two morning rounds of balloting. During the course of his remarks, Father Lombardi assured journalists that the process is proceeding normally, especially in light of recent papal elections. He noted that since the beginning of the 20th century, only Pope Pius XII was elected in three ballots. Father Lombardi also read a statement from German Cardinal Karl Lehmann, who participated in the conclave that elected Pope Benedict XVI in 2005. This is not a rushed process. One approaches the altar very slowly, holding high in his hands the ballot that he just completed, the statement read. Continuing, the atmosphere is completely meditative and deeply intense. Basilian Father Thomas Rosica shared some of his sentiments regarding the gravity and solemnity of the cardinal's entrance into the Sistine Chapel at the start of the conclave ceremony.
When he told me the night before that we would be going into the Sistine Chapel, I lost a little bit of sleep that night, trying to imagine what this would be. And when we entered, I think there were three things that struck me very much when I was in that room. When I was a little boy, I used to see these movies on TV about everything that happened here and watching cardinals going into the Sistine Chapel. And all of a sudden, I realized this was no longer a movie. But this was happening before our very eyes. It was a deeply moving experience. I had chills going up my spine as I heard the Sistine Choir begin the haunting chant of the Litany of Saints and then the Veni Creator. And as I watched the cardinals go up the ramp, I looked at those faces and I saw not just the cardinals, but their countries and their nations. And I started to imagine what must the people feel like in that particular country that this man is entering that chapel with all of them. I saw the United States and Italy and the Philippines and other places going in there. It was a very moving thing, and I realized I was part of something that's much, much bigger than I am and anything that I've ever imagined. So it was an experience of the Universal Church. It was extraordinarily well choreographed. I don't think that anybody could ask for more in terms of the images as I watched some of them on TV last night. I was very, very moved by the whole experience. It was prayer, and it was beauty, and it was the church, and it was humanity, and I'm very grateful that he gave us the opportunity to be there.
The briefing was not without its lighter moments as well.
Quisiera también que me digan cuál ha sido la suerte de la mujer del grupo feminista que en el día de ayer incendió una.
During the question and answer period, one journalist asked whether Father Lombardi had any thoughts regarding a feminist group's attempt at provocation by going topless in the square.
Per quanto riguarda il gruppo delle femministe, non è mia particolare preoccupazione, cioè mi sembra chiaro.
As far as the feminist group is concerned, said Father Lombardi, well, it is not my particular concern. It seems clear to me that the folks who were in St. Peter's Square were rather concerned with seeing the smoke.
Io spero che non prendano il raffreddore, perché fa molto freddo in questo periodo.
Father Lombardi added, if they continue to think it well to come here and to make this sort of manifestation, I hope they don't catch cold, because it is very chilly in this period. I'm Chris Altieri.